Today, the city of Tampa announced its official parade route and public viewing area for August's Republican National Convention. And activists like Becky Rubright are upset.
This parade route, unfortunately, is antagonistic, in my opinion. It will upset people because it is insulting. It is intentionally and clearly designed to keep you hidden and out of their way out of their way, and then also out of the way of anybody seeing you.
The official parade route begins at the intersection of North Brush Street and East Washington Street. Protesters can march about four blocks down Washington, then turn left on Morgan Street for a block before another left on East Whiting Street. After three more blocks, marchers will turn left on Nebraska Avenue for the final two blocks before ending at Walton Street, where one of the public viewing areas begins. Rubright is concerned marchers will be hidden from the public.
It's incredibly short, and as far as the section of town is, it's completely irrelevant. It is hidden away in a part of downtown that has not been redeveloped, has no people in it, has no businesses in it, not commercial businesses that people regularly go to. It's nowhere land in downtown, and it doesn't take you anywhere. It doesn't go anywhere near the courthouses, it doesn't go anywhere near federal buildings, it doesn't go anywhere near anything meaningful. It is literally primarily under the expressway.
The parade route runs about 11 blocks in all and never comes closer than three blocks from the site of the convention, the Tampa Bay Times Forum. Rubright predicts activists will instead use sidewalks in other parts of town.
You can still march in other public areas such as sidewalks downtown. I assume that means that if anybody deviates from a sidewalk, you will be beaten and arrested. But I expect that people will be plenty downtown on sidewalks.
The city calls its designated protest area a public viewing area. At previous conventions, it's been called a free speech zone. It's broken up into two areas located between the forum and most of the parade route. The largest section begins at the end of the parade route and comes as close as about a block and a half to the forum. The other is underneath the Selman Expressway.
Well, the two viewing areas are atrocious. One of them is literally under the Crosstown Expressway. The other one is behind two large industrial areas. This is supposed to be in an area where we're able to be seen by the people who are participating in the convention, and that's the last thing that's allowed that to do. Nobody will ever see you there. This is like as close to nowhere land as you can be in Tampa.
The city's event zone does not place limits on time or number of people participating in protests inside the public viewing area.